This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're going to talk to our man Joe Person right now, who writes for The Athletic and covers the Carolina Panthers. Joe, it's good to have you back on. So with the 7th overall pick, the Carolina Panthers select...
Well, how about a trade? How about a trade, boys? This is a team with Matt Rhule, first-year coach, who would like to get some more draft capital, some more picks, and build this thing up. So the problem is that you don't want to go too far down to where general manager Marty Herney gets sort of out of his comfort zone. So, you know, I don't know. I'm just kind of writing something like this for The Athletic right now that they could go down, maybe switch with the Jets at 11 and maybe take C.J. Henderson, and you get an extra pick in doing so. That might make some sense. If they stick, it feels like all along it's been a discussion between Isaiah Simmons and Derek Brown.
We want Simmons.
Yeah, Simmons is such a stud. And again, you got to, I mean, Luke Kuechly did so much, and this guy could be even better in pass defense, one could argue.
Yeah, you know, for sure. And that he is definitely a stud. He put him all over the field. So I've kind of gone back and forth between him and Derek Brown. I don't think you can go wrong with either of those guys, assuming that Simmons is available, and that may end up being a big assumption.
Hey, man, it's our buddy Joe Person from The Athletic, as we set up in Carolina. So you're saying maybe a trade down, because, again, the more draft picks you got, it's a contact sport, the better odds. It's funny, just real quick, as a sidebar, you used to cover Dave Gettleman, as we call him, Carl. Dave Gettleman.
Yeah.
Will he be the weak link? Will he be the weak link in the cyber draft? Will he be the one to screw things up and not have his ducks in a row with his internet?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'd pay to be like, I mean, you guys have seen those memes, so, you know, or those videos from the Zoom calls, and there's like nothing on his wall, or only thing on his desk are like a bunch of three ring binders. But he's kicking it old school up there in North Jersey, and it's going to be interesting to watch. You know, it's a draft like we've never seen it. I'm making the point too that I think some of the information coming out I don't know that we're getting as, first of all, it's always an educated guess, right? But it feels even more so this year because everyone's sequestered. I mean, the guys that you might run into at the Atlanta bar or Charlotte restaurant and hit up a scout. You know, they're all at home sequestered, so I don't think as much information's getting out. And, I know there's been some GMs that have said that this may be one of the years where the mock drafts are, like, way off. So so let's take all this with a caveat, man.
Joe, what do you think the plan is? How is this team going to rebuild? If it's Simmons, then is Matt Rhule's plan to try to start defensively? You just signed McCaffrey to all that money. How is the O-line? I mean, how are they going to try to rebuild this situation?
Yeah, that's a great question. And here's what someone inside the organization has told me, that they're not, because they're a rebuilding team, they don't really expect to win in 2020, and maybe they don't want to. Maybe a year from now we're talking about them being in line for Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields. Mm. But so as a rebuilding team, you kind of have the luxury where you don't have to necessarily fill every positional need. You are not trying to contend. You don't have a Super Bowl window in 2020 like they hoped they did last year. And so if you don't cross off all, you don't check all those boxes off, that's okay. Go get players you like, whose upside you like, whose character you like, who you want to build a locker room and a foundation around. And in some case, and ignore the position. Now, in the case of like cornerback, they let James Bradbury, their number one corner, leave a free agency, goes with Gettleman to the Giants. When you're playing in this division, that's a need you've got to, that's an itch you've got to scratch. I mean, you don't want to just get absolutely embarrassed every Sunday by these passing offenses. But outside a corner, and that's why, like, a guy like Simmons, like, I don't have a problem, even though he's, like, positionless, that's okay. Right. This is a year, and not just in the first round, but in other rounds, to go ahead and just sort of load up on guys you'd like. Maybe go get another wide receiver, even though you just signed Robbie Anderson in free agency. You got a couple young guys. Go get another one, because this, as you guys know, very deep class of wide receivers. You can probably help yourself even like in the third or fourth round.
Right. It's our man Joe Person, guys, covers the Carolina Panthers, and just a good guy, one of our guys. And last time we spoke with you on the WaitForIt.com hotline, it was before McCaffrey got his deal. Not surprised at all. And by the way, is Matt Rhule going to use him a little less, or is this going to be like Gale Sayers? They're going to run him into the ground in another 2 years.
I'm not surprised at McCaffrey, and I get what the analytics say, and it certainly, you do take a chance. These second contracts for running backs haven't really worked out well. You guys know that the recent stories with Todd Gurley and the likes of that. But here's the thing. This is an offseason in which they had just said goodbye to Luke Kuechly, Greg Olsen, Gerald McCoy, whom I forget, Cam Newton. Mm-hmm. And you had to have someone to build this around. You know, Teddy Bridgewater is kind of a bridge quarterback. We've all talked about that before. And so you don't usually build around a running back. I get it. But he's not a typical running back. I mean, the guy catches, 75 passes every year, 1,000 rushing and receiving yards last year. And, I just think it made sense from that standpoint. And, it's a lot of money, $16 million a year. It's not even what they're paying Teddy Bridgewater. It would have been hard for them, with this fan base, to justify any kind of a holdout, anything that just, they just had to get this done. Analytics be damned, and I think this one of the situations that it was a good move, regardless of what the numbers said.
It is Joe Person, guys, joining us here on Dukes and Bell on radio.com, and we're talking about the Carolina Panthers and their draft situation and where they may go in this draft, at least for the first round on Thursday. Joe, with that said, I have to ask you about, Bridgewater and this whole Joe Brady connection. Are they running what we saw? Are they attempting to run what we saw at LSU? Are they attempting to run what the Saints do? Do you have any insight into that?
Yeah, I mean, I think based on what we've heard, some of the guys who've signed here, including Bridgewater, we got him on a Zoom call a few weeks ago, and Bridgewater's saying, like, he's in New Orleans last year, of course, and he's, Saturday afternoon at the team hotel or whatever, he's got the LSU game on, and he's like, man, looks like a lot like the offense we're running here still. So definitely this is going to be an offense that is, getting the ball out of the quarterback's hands quickly. A lot of spread. Christian McCaffrey will be part of that, out of the backfield and even lined up, out flexed. A lot of empty sets with five receivers. And, not a huge emphasis on the tight end. I mean, I know Thaddeus Moss, caught a bunch of passes in that national championship game. But really, if you watch like the LSU tape last year, they did not do a ton with the tight end. And, and I don't know that the Panthers necessarily, not from a traditional sense anyway. They've lost Greg Olsen. They haven't got any Ian Thomas still on their roster who really fits more of that receiving tight end mold. So, yeah, I think we're going to see a lot of Saints influence and LSU influence with Joe Brady and Teddy Bridgewater.
Joe Person with us from up in Carolina here talking about the draft. Is your A-list money Wall Street guy Tepper going to be a meddler like a Daniel Snyder or just going to be an Arthur Blank? Let's let the football people make the decisions.
Well, you know, all the days are running together now. But back before all the quarantine started, my colleague Jordan Rodriguez and I had a report that was pretty damning on Tepper being a meddler. That last year, you know, you guys will remember that Ron Rivera changed his defense kind of a little abruptly. He'd been a 4-3 guy his whole time here. And he goes to a 3-4. Well, it turns out he did that at the strong encouragement of David Tepper, who has his Pittsburgh Steeler roots, had been a Steelers minority partner, where the Steelers have been a 3-4 team forever and ever. So, you know, we put that out, and obviously it was a huuge failure, by the way. Luke Kuechly was a terrible fit. You know, and I remember when they made that change, people around the league say, why are you going to mess with a good thing when you've got, like, the premier 4-3 middle linebacker in football? It blew up in their face, and now, lo and behold, Phil Snow, the former Baylor defense coordinator who Rule brought with him here to Charlotte, will go back to a 4-3 for the Panthers. A year too late for Luke Kuechly, but that was just an example with Bell, you asking that question, that's the first thing that came to mind in terms of the meddling.
Joe, what's up with this new facility he's going to build, this mixed-use facility, and what's the deal on that? Obviously, nothing's going on right now, but that's the plan, right?
That's right. They're you know, it's kind of like, I think the Falcons, from a timing standpoint, I mean, they were ahead of the curve in terms of getting out of, you know, even further out of Suwannee and on down the road to Flowery Branch. And it's kind of that same idea. But now the trend, as you guys know, is don't just go out of town and build a practice facility in your team headquarters, but surround it with retail, you know, maybe put in an indoor facility that you can rent out for high school football championships or high school soccer championships, what have you. And that's what David Tepper has in mind for Rock Hill, South Carolina, which I think you guys know Charlotte is not that far down the road, but far enough that it's across the state line where he got a lot of sweet incentives and tax deals from South Carolina lawmakers down there, both at the local and the state level. And, you know, it'll be interesting now. You bring up a good point, Dukes. This is all this. Does all this timeline and construction timeline, you know, get disrupted now, not just for the Panthers, but any kind of capital projects around the league and even on college campuses? I think we're going to see a lot of that building boom and arms race kind of slow down.
Well, hey, big guy, we always love catching up with you, Joe. And, again, Joe thinks there could be perhaps a move down as Carolina wants to get as many pieces as they can to start off the new-look offense. And, hey, let's hope that we're going to be able to see you soon, brother, and actually see some fans in the stands too.
I appreciate it. You guys stay safe. You know, I always like jumping on with you, and glad to hear your voices.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.